Well. Well, I'm Jesse. Okay, this is the announcements podcast. I have probably the biggest announcement I will ever make in my life. That's big. I mean, I'm 38, feeling great, and I mean, a lot more could happen in my life. How do you know it's the biggest announcement? I've mentioned for the past few weeks that I've been working on a coding project, and it's although it's not quite finished, the molding's done, the paint is drying, and we're getting close. So I've started it, and I'm making the announcement. I'm committing. And I'm going to tell you what this is. I'm going to tell you where you can go find out and track the progress in the early beginnings, because you're awesome and you put up with me every week. Somehow or another, you think I'm wonderful to listen to. So I'm letting you know this first. I'm not promoting it yet, but I want you to know. I am starting. Drum roll. Can we get a. There we go. There's our symbol. PacificDailyAds.com. Pacific Daily Ads. I'm starting a new ad service. You're going to be able to go search the ads. The ads will embed themselves on people's websites. The coding is there. I've got a few more capabilities to work out. The software that I've written needs to be able to do a few more things, but not much. The back end is there, the user interface. I've got the login, user accounts, discounts, coupons, referral bonuses. I'm going to offer people, I don't know what I'll do in the beginning, maybe 6 months, maybe a year of ads for like maybe free for the first 100 people. Maybe it'll be 50 cents a year. I'm going to explain, it's going to grow slowly. I mean, an ad network needs to have lots of people. If you're going to do an advertising network, you need to have lots and lots of eyeballs. And so it takes a massive community. And so this is a serious undertaking. Ads need to be redone. So go to PacificDailyAds.com, PacificDailyAds, and I'm not advertising or promoting it anywhere else. I'm only telling you this. I've tweeted about it, because Twitter's the only place people follow stuff. Whatever happened to advertising? Whatever happened to it? I kind of don't want to get too much into the philosophy, but advertisements really just become, I mean, it's people that want to run the ads for other people that, they want to be the billboard, the YouTubers, whatever, the bloggers. They can't get enough money. Because of the way the ads work, and the ads we do have are just annoying, and it's just it's like the only way to advertise is to be annoying and be annoyed all at the same time, and it's just it's it, ugh. No. I mean, I looked into monetizing PacificDailyTimes.com. It's when I all got into this. I said I can't monetize this, and that there is not a sufficient ad network that I can find that does what I would need it to do. So I wrote the code for it myself. And the way to get it started is, I mean, in the beginning, a small advertising network isn't that valuable. So the ads are going to be super duper cheap. And there's going to be bonuses for, there's going to be rewards of some kind. Bonus is a technical term, so I don't want to say that. The kid general version of a bonus. There'll be some sort of a Wonder Lily. Something'll happen. Great. If you share and refer your friends, but it's going to be no nonsense. In order to sign up, you've got to buy an ad, and they're going to be super cheap. And in order for you to get a referral, a benefit of your friends, they've got to buy an ad, and it'll be super cheap, especially in the beginning. So I'm happy. PacificDailyAds.com. I'm going to be looking for people to help me start testing it. So don't tweet at me about it. Don't tweet at me about it. If you've heard this, just follow Twitter. Don't tweet at me about it. I'll let you know next week where I'm going, but I said I'd make the announcement, and there I did it. So it's there. It's there. I was just doing prep for the podcast this morning, and I saw that the domain name servers had flipped over, and all of a sudden my little simple HTML holding page went live. I spent 14 hours yesterday coding. Just, it was beautiful. It was lovely. You know those days when you got to get something done and you finally, you know, your friend that you wanted to have coffee with cancels on you, but darn it, you're able to stay home and get that thing done you wanted to get done. I was one of those days. Typhoon was leaving. I never left the house yesterday. And I just stayed in my little tiny space the whole, it was probably 36 hours I'd stayed in there. And, I cooked food. I had leftover. No, it was a typhoon. We had a typhoon the night before. Everyone freaked out. It was a massive coding week. Had I paid someone to do the coding just over the last couple weekends, I might have paid someone $1,000 for the coding that I did. So I'm thrilled at myself. I'm amazed. It's better than I wanted it to be. Was there anything else? Is there anything else I should say? I don't know. I'm going to call that for the podcast today. I want to say I really thank you for listening and thank you for being there. I don't ever hear from you, but I think of you every week. I'm going Monday. I'm going to talk to people Monday. And have you seen the new Picard? There's a new Picard trailer. I've kind of been having some moments of nostalgia, missing Brent Spiner, the guy that played Data in Star Trek. And, you know, I was watching Dune. Dune was the movie where Patrick Stewart had his big break. He played the side character. And, I mean, he must have been, what, like, you know, about 50 or so when he was in that movie. And that's when he really started his career as a film screen actor. He was doing theater before that. And he did an awesome job. He really did an excellent job. And I had really wished that the last Star Trek movie hadn't been the last, but it kind of needed to be. Data saying blue skies. And I like the trailer. I like what I see in the trailer. I won't spoil it, but go watch the trailer for Picard. Bravo, Amazon. And you know, another thing too, I'm just going to say this now because we're talking opinion stuff. But you know, Spider-Man and Disney, I have a feeling, I mean, this isn't the end of the world, but man, the Japanese and the Koreans are really starting a lot of fights these days. They're just really fighting like bad siblings. And you know, Disney and Sony can't get along about Spider-Man. Should we be surprised by this? Disney destroyed Star Wars and Sony destroyed Spider-Man. Is it a surprise that the two destroyers can't get along with something? No, I have a feeling there's going to be some destruction, but I don't know. Maybe Marvel should become an independent company. I don't know. See you tomorrow.